Desa Semuk Beda, Dependent Origination, number 14. Bawa Pichia Jati, because of life action as condition, there arises rebirth. Life action is the cause, rebirth is the effect. And we have discussed life action, which is also known as karma bawa or bawa, in the last lecture. This life action is the cause of rebirth in the next life. The cause of rebirth in the next life. So here in Pali it's called Bawa Pichia Jati. Jati, that's a word. Jati means rebirth. And also, there's another word used as a synonym, and that sounds like this. Upapati bawa. Upapati bawa. Its precise meaning is rebirth in the different realms. Rebirth in the different realms. So jati or upapati bawa is rebirth in the different realms. We have touched 31 planes of existence according to Buddhist cosmology. So those planes are the different realms where beings can be reborn. This word karma bawa, we already know what it means is karma. Karma in Pali, karma in Sanskrit. And the word upapati bawa is, we said it, rebirth in the different realms. And this upapati bawa is the result or the effect of karma. Karma is the cause. Rebirth in the different realm is the effect. So, we can say in this way, karma is the conditioning factor and rebirth is the condition factor. But how do we know that karma conditioned the rebirth in the next life? If you want to know directly, you need to practice samatha meditation, concentration meditation, to reach up to the eighth jhanic level. Eighth jhanic level. And after that, you practice to attain supernormal power. With that supernormal power, you can, or one can, directly know that karma is the cause and rebirth is the effect. Direct knowing, that's the path. But for most of us, we don't possess such supernormal power. So we have to rely on inferences. Here, if we look at people's life, just human, there's inequalities among people. Some are very rich, some are very poor. Some are, most of their lives are, most of happy moments. Some are a lot of miserable moments. Some have a lot of friends, some are loner. Some are very successful. Some are always meeting with failure, success and failure. These are the inequalities of life. How can we explain it? Why somebody is very rich and somebody poor? Some are born in the rich people's as parents, and some are born with the parents who are very poor. That's how karma is applied. It is the action of each and every individual, what they have done in the past, produce result in this life. That's a very logical, reasonable, rational explanation. Even look at it, the same environment, you know, under the same parents, there might be two or three children the parents have. They have the same environment, they go to the same school, they have the same parents. But they are all different. They have different personalities. If the environment conditioning factor is the key, they would have grown up more or less very similar or close to, but they are entirely different individuals with different characters and personalities. That is the indirect way of understanding that karma, the action in the past life, is the cause. And what we have, how we are born into us, is the result. That's how we know. Okay. Karma is the cause. Rebirth is the effect. So what is rebirth? Pali word jati. Or upapatti bhava. In the discourse, dependent origination discourse, said bhava pichaya jati, bhava life action is the cause, jati is the effect. That's the precise word that they use. But we have to expand to understand this so that we have a better clarity. So what is rebirth? Rebirth is the first manifestation of aggregates of clinging in a new life. Aggregates of clinging. You know, there are five aggregates. I won't go back again. Rebirth is the manifestation coming to be of the five aggregates of clinging and a new life. That's rebirth. However, as we have discussed in the last talk, there are 31 different planes of or realms of existence. Planes of existence, realms of existence, 31 planes. Because of that, the nature and the style of manifestation of the aggregates, the numbers of aggregates, and sensitivities, the number of sensitivities, are not exactly the same. They are not similar at all for all living beings or beings in the different realms of existence. They are different. But in general, we can just say, bahwa pijaya jati. Okay. Life action is the cause, rebirth is the effect. But when you probe in detail, there's a lot of minor variations, or some are quite drastic. So, they have a different type of rebirth, in other words. There are 9 different types of rebirth. Upapati, bahwa. 9 different types. In the 31 planes of existence. Okay. And just to give an example, some rebirth are, let's pick up something we know, egg bones, eggs. Chickens come out of eggs, tortoise come out of eggs, fish comes out of eggs. So that is one type of birth, egg born. And some are womb borns. Some are instant born. Some are moisture born. Different type. And then only mind and matter birth. Some are only matter birth. Some are only mind birth. These are the different variations you will find in these planes. So egg born, as I said, they come into being. The beginning is the eggs, fish, tortoise, chicken, and so on, birds. And the womb born is, it's obvious, it's us. Humans are womb borns. Out of the womb, we have come into birth. Moisture borns, some insects, okay? Just experiment it. You have a doormat. Even in a hot summer time, you doormat, lift it up, they are just dust. Okay, let's try it. Wet the bottom of the doormat, put some water under the doormat and leave there. Keep on putting some water. After a few days, a few weeks, pick it up. There are some little insects. Those are birth from the moisture. In the basement, not the dry part, where there's some moisture, there you will see some insects. That's a moisture born, or birth out of moisture. That's a style, that's a nature they were born. And some are instant born. Instant born is dissimilar. Human is slowly, we just go into the womb, fetus and grows and so on. But this one is, as soon as they are born, they are fully grown and they are fully functionable. That's called instant born. And like Dewa, angels, they are instant born, fully grown, instantly appear or born, and they are just the same till it get close, very close to death. They don't change, or they don't change much. And some Brahmas are also instant born. Okay. And Asura, demonic beings, they are instant borns. Also, mind and matter born with 5 sensitivities. When you're birth, you have the mind, which is the consciousness. You have the matter, which is the body. And the body have five senses. In other words, eye, ear, nose, tongue, and the body touch. And these kind of beings you'll find in a 11 sense realms. They are called realms of the senses. They are altogether 11 of them. You can find them in there. Mind and matter with five sensitivities. And also mind and matter with three sensitivities. Sorry, mind and matter with two sensitivities. That is, some of the Brahmas are like that. Their body is super fine, finer than even devas. In other words, they can't even sense a touch. There's no touch sensation, and they don't need to eat food, so there is no taste sensation, and they don't smell anything, no sensation from smell. But they have the eye and the ear. Eye and the ear. And even the eye and ear, it is there, but it is not for the enjoyment of sense. It is there so that they could hear and they could see if a Buddha arises in the world. That's the only purpose they have. In other words, they don't enjoy or they don't live with any senses or enjoy sense pleasure. So, mind and matter with two sensitivity, eye and ear, some of the Brahma. And another one is matter-only beings. Matter-only beings is a Brahma, a type of Brahma. There's no consciousness, just the body. Indestructible body for whatever the karmic energy lasts. It will be there. And also mind-only Brahma or beings. There are altogether 20 different levels of Brahma realms. And out of that 20, the highest four are these Brahma, who are only mind-only beings, no body. So those are different types of how the rebirth take place in a more detailed form. So let's see something that we really know, human. Okay, human rebirth starts at the point of conception, not when you comes out of the womb. The point of conception, as soon as you are conceived, that's a rebirth. At that particular moment when it is conceived, there's number one, relinking consciousness, patichande jigda. And also there are some mental factors, jidasika, a few mental factors based on your past karma, habitual patterns, and also 30 material properties. These three arises together. Consciousness cannot arise without that material. This material 30 properties cannot arise without consciousness, and so is the cetasika, mental factors. They are all interdependent. They arises together. That's the conception. at the point of conception of a human. And slowly, in the womb, eyes began to develop, ears began to develop, nose, mouth, and the whole body began to develop. Let's say during the 9 months period in the womb, they slowly develop, stage by stage inside the womb. Only when the fetus is separated from the mother or from the womb, all of these sensitivities start to operate. That is how it's generally developed. Not like deva, the devas are instantly, everything is there, everything functions with full efficiency. But these five sensitivities, from our point of view, stage by stage growing up, but what it is these five sensitivities, these material properties, these linking consciousness are right there at the point of conception. They are already there. They are there as a genetic material. You might not see the shape of the nose or the two little eyes, but it is already programmed in a genetic material. So at the point of conception, the five aggregates are there. So that's human rebirth. The pattern, the style, the nature, the sensitivities, both mind and matter. So deva, angels, let's see, they are instant born as a fully developed functioning being with five senses. They also has five senses because they enjoy all the senses. They are in the sense realm. And most Brahma are also instant born. Brahma is the another group, human group, angel group, Brahma group. They are also instant born with mind and material, but their material is super, super, super fine. That's all that I can say. However, these beings have, as explained, there's no nose, no tongue, and no body sensitivity. Lack of three sensitivities, they only have two, to see and hear the Buddha's arising and teaching. One thing to be aware of or to know regarding Brahma, from the Buddhist point of view, Buddhist perspective, these beings dwell in rapture and bliss. Okay, they don't need sustenance. Their sustenance is, so to speak, bliss and rapture. That sustain, because the material is so fine, you don't need other material to maintain or sustain them. Just bliss and rapture. Do not enjoy any sense pleasure. Okay, eyes and ears only, even that they don't enjoy it. And the reason is to become a Brahma from a human, you have to practice Samatha meditation, Samatha concentration meditation. As we all know, what is concentration meditation? To go into deep concentration, absorption, and stay in the jhana. What is that jhana? Staying in a state of calm, and bliss. That's it. The reason is they do not care for any sense pleasure. That is what they practice. And what they do, they get the result. That is what they like. That is how they practice. And when they are reborn, they were reborn in the realms where the beings only stay with bliss and calm. No sense pleasure. So that is from the Buddhist perspective. They dwell in rapture, they dwell in peace, and they dwell in bliss. I'm making a point of it because we need to know also, because Brahma, not that word or that, let's call it a Brahma, the word, doesn't only belong to the Buddhist, but it also belongs to other religion as well. So in some religions, Brahma has children and wife. Let's call it a family. They have family. Okay, and they have attendants. In other words, other beings looking after their needs. What it means is they enjoy these Brahma and other religions as described. Enjoy sense pleasure from that. So if you enjoy sense pleasure from the Buddhist point of view, it is in the Deva realm. They are Deva. Only the Devas enjoy senses. Brahmas only bliss and calm and peace. So that's a different. Okay? But these Deva in the sixth and the seventh highest in the Deva, they are all together. The sixth realm. Four woeful place, one human, five. 5 plus 6, 11. 11 are in the sense realm. So in this, the highest realm, let's call it the fifth and the sixth. These devas are supremely powerful. Okay? Whatever they think, their wishes come through automatically. That kind of a thing. And some of the devas from those realms, they even fought with Buddha. That was a big discourse is there. One deva come, just the Buddha got full enlightenment. He came and fight so that Buddha would not become an all enlightened being. They fought with Buddha. That much they are powerful. Of course, eventually they lost. But they are not converted into the Buddhist. Their ego and the power is strong. And also throughout the 45 years of Buddhist ministry, you will find some of these devas, they come and fight, they deceit, they seduce. A lot of Buddhist disciples, they never give up, and they don't become a Buddhist either. There are some devas that are that powerful. So, I don't know the true fact, what's Brahma or what Deva or things like that. I just present here from the Buddhist point of view what Brahma is, and from other religious point of view what Brahma is. Let's go to another type of Brahma. It's a body-only being, or in other words, matter only being. Only matter exists. There's no consciousness. This type of being, this class of being, is conditioned by karma. Okay, of course, karma is always conditioning. But that karma is especially conditioned by, if you remember the Pali word, silapada upadhana, grasping to the wrong practice. That grasping to the wrong practice make them do a certain type of karma. In fact, that itself is a karma. And that karma result is they were born into a material or matter-only being. How does it become? Just to expand a little bit. Some human, okay, very little in fact, not too much, believes that having mind is suffering. The mind is the one that makes you suffer. You think this, you think that, you got emotion, you got infected. No, mind make me suffer. So I'm going to practice in such a way I will annihilate or destroy the mind. With that grasping, you practice, and you practice, and you practice. And if they are successful in their practice, when they die and reborn, they are reborn in the material-only being, Brahma. And also, not only the practice, they may also believe there is no more suffering once you got to that state. And also, that state is eternal, forever. Which means they also have the attavada upadana, grasping on the eternal, indestructible view. So it could be only one view wrong practice. It could be both views. With that practice, you practice, and then you were reborn only as a material-only being. Yeah, just like I've explained before, you remember, diamonds are forever. You believe diamond is eternal, forever. Just like that, they believe that material-only is the without the mind. Is forever, eternal point of view. Okay. Another type of Brahma is a mind-only being. These beings exist in four different realms, the highest of the Brahma, according to the four classes of jhana. Jhana 1, Jhana 2, Jhana 3, Jhana 4, according to the sutta definition. Jhana 1, born in one type of mind-only being realm, 2, 3, 4, the highest one, and so on. It's also similar in explanation like the body-only being. Some people believe body is the source of suffering. This body is fragile, this body gives suffering, aging, disease, and they hate the body. And if I can annihilate, discard this body, only the consciousness left, it will be supreme. That's a belief. Body is the source of suffering. Only the pure mind will give me eternal peace. Give me eternal peace. That's kind of belief. So, with that wrong practice, they practice. Or, with that wrong view of eternal soul, they practice. And or. They can have both of them as well. In other words, that grasping, that upadana on the wrong practice and the wrong eternal view is the one making them to practice something. And that technique, when they are successful, they were reborn in this mind-only being's realm. See? Atta-vada, eternal point of view. So, this practice makes karma. The action itself a karma. Practice is an action. They are one and the same. And attain that realm. Even though you can say karma or bhava is the condition, this is the immediate condition, but that immediate condition is totally influenced by the grasping on the wrong view, wrong practice, and eternal concept. Atta vada upadana. So these are the different types, different kinds of rebirth, different style, different nature of rebirth. Altogether 9 of them and 31 planes of existence. And I explain the special cases of upapati bhava. Special case, rebirth, is conditioned by karma arising from grasping to wrong views, to wrong practice, and eternal soul concept. Special cases. Not from grasping of things and beings. If you grasp on things and beings, remember the word? Kamupadana or kama upadana. If you grasp on things and being, mostly you are reborn in the sense realm. Rebirth in the mind and matter with the senses. In other words, sense realm, 11 of them. So, that's a relationship between bhava and jati. Bhava in general is karma. Jati is the, in general, is rebirth. But bhava, life action, in a special cases, is totally controlled by the different type of grasping that give a special cases and reborn in a special type of mind-only being or material-only being's realm. And also, it controls how many sensitivity? 2 or 5. This is basically a general knowledge. From my point of view, it's not that useful for practical or our practice purpose, but nice to know. But the most important point is all the actions that you do in this life condition rebirth, your rebirth in the next life. That's the point. So may all of you be able to understand what bhava, karma bhava, or life action means, and how it is related to jati, rebirth in the next life. Or you can call it upapati bhava, rebirth in the next existence in different realms. With these understanding, may you be able to practice mindfulness insight meditation and attain the cessation of both mind and matter as soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much.